Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memorabai Ram Golder and today Masechus Zvachim Daf Chav Beis, the second parak called Zvachim Shekibu Daman. So the three Davs we're going to focus on. Number one, Reish Lakish said, "Kol Mashim Lamei Mikvah, any substance which can complete the requisite water of a mikvah, which is 40 saw, Mashim Lamei Kiur, can complete the requisite water for the Kiur, Uraviz, in a Mashim, but cannot complete a Raviz for Netil Sidaim. This cannot refer to Tita Nidok, liquid mud, because if it's thin enough for a cow to drink, it is even valid for Netil Sidaim. And if not, it's invalid even for a mikvah. It cannot refer to Yafchushin Adumim, red midges which generate from water because they can be immersed in by themselves and not just complete a mikvah. Therefore, Rapapa concludes that Reish Lakish referred to Nasan Sa V'Natal Sa, where one put a saw of liquid other than water into a full mikvah and then removed a saw from the mikvah. Although the mikvah now contains less than 40 saw of water, the other liquid was bottled to the valid mikvah, which remains valid after some of its water was removed. Rabbi Yochanan said this can be repeated ad ruba up until but not including most of it consists of the other liquids. This process can be used for mekiur as well, but not for netilas yadayim. Point number two, Reish Lakish said, "May mikvah kasherim lemekiur. Mikvah waters are valid to be used as kiur waters. This implies that the kiur does not require mayim chaim, natural spring water, to which the Gemara objects from a brisa. The pasuk says that parts of the carbon are washed b'mayim, with water, which excludes wine, but includes shar mayim, other water, meaning which is not mayim chaim, and adds that it's a kavachomer that mekiur may be used. This indicates that mekiur is mayim chaim, which is why it is certainly valid for washing the carbon parts. The Gemara suggests that its advantage is that it was sanctified, but objects that this is actually a disadvantage, because another brisa states that mayim requires waters she'en lehem she'en levaya, which do not have an accompanying name, thus excluding the kiur's water, which are called mekiur. Rather, the first brisa meant to allow water fit for the kiur for washing carbon parts, with its advantage being that it's mayim chaim. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Shmuel requires mayim chaim for the kiur, but the chachamim do not." And point number three, the Zikne Dorm said that the Mishnah which invalidates avodah performed by a Tamei only applies to someone Tamei from a Sheretz, but regarding Tamei Mace, someone contaminated by a corpse, Matok Shemaratza Betzibur, since he makes communal karbanos acceptable through his avodah, Maratza Nami Biyachit, he also makes private karbanos acceptable. Although a carbon yachid is forbidden for any tamei to bring, even a tamei mace, the tzitz of the kongadol validates it b'diyevet. The Zikne Darim hold mechaprim kemiskaprim. Those who generate atonement, meaning kohanim, are compared to those who receive atonement, meaning the owners. Just as a carbon sibor is only permitted to bring for owners who are tamei mace, but not those who are tamei sheretz, so too kohanim who are tamei mace can bring a carbon sibor, but not those who are tamei sheretz. Finally, the reason why they hold the carbon sibur cannot be brought for owners who are tamei sheretz is because they hold shochetin v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. We may shecht and throw the blood of a pesach for an individual owner who is a tamei sheretz. Since the karbanos of tamei sheretz owners can be brought for them, they would not be deferred to pesach sheni, and therefore, a majority of such owners do not allow for their carbon to be brought in a state of tumah. Reish Lakish objected forcefully to the Zikne Dorm's opinion, as Gemara proceeds to present. So once again, the three points are, number one, Reish Lakish said, "Kol mashim lemei mikveh, any substance which can complete the requisite water of a mikveh, which is 40 saw, mashim lemei kiur, can complete the requisite water for the kiur, l'revius in a mashim, but cannot complete a revius for netilas yadayim. This cannot refer to tita nidok, liquid mud, because if it's thin enough for a cow to drink, it is even valid for netilas yadayim, and if not, it's invalid even for a mikveh. It cannot refer to Yafchushin Adumim, red midges which generate from water because they can be immersed in by themselves and not just complete a mikvah. Therefore, Rapapa concludes that Reish Lakish referred to Nasan Sa V'Natal Sa, where one put a saw of liquid other than water into a full mikvah and then removed a saw from the mikvah. Although the mikvah now contains less than 40 saw of water, the other liquid was bottled to the valid mikvah, which remains valid after some of its water was removed. Rabbi Yochanan said this can be repeated ad ruba up until but not including most of it consists of the other liquids. This process can be used for mekiur as well, but not for netilas yadayim. Point number two, Reish Lakish said, "May mikvah kasherim lemekiur. Mikvah waters are valid to be used as kiur waters. This implies that the kiur does not require mayim chaim, natural spring water, to which the Gemara objects from a brisa. The pasuk says that parts of the carbon are washed b'mayim, with water, which excludes wine, but includes shar mayim, other water, meaning which is not mayim chaim, and adds that it's a kal v'chomer that mekir may be used. This indicates that mekir is mayim chaim, which is why it is certainly valid for washing the carbon parts. The Gemara suggests that its advantage is that it was sanctified, but objects that this is actually a disadvantage, because another brisa states that mayim requires waters she'en lehem she'en levaya, which do not have an accompanying name, thus excluding the kir's water, which are called mekir. Rather, the first brisa meant to allow water fit for the kir for washing carbon parts, with its advantage being that it's mayim chaim. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Shmuel requires mayim chaim for the kir, but the chachamim do not. And point number three, the Zikne Dorm said that the Mishnah which invalidates avoda performed by a Tameh only applies to someone Tameh from a Sheretz, but regarding Tameh Mase, someone contaminated by a corpse, Matok Shemaratza Betzibur, since he makes communal karbanos acceptable through his avoda, Maratza Nami Biyachit, he also makes private karbanos acceptable. Although a carbon yachid is forbidden for any Tameh to bring, even a Tameh Mase, the tzitz of the Kongado validates it b'diyevet. The Ziknei Dorim hold b'chaprim k'miskaprim. Those who generate atonement, meaning kohanim, are compared to those who receive atonement, meaning the owners. Just as a carbon sibor is only permitted to bring for owners who are Tameh Mase, but not those who are Tameh Sheretz, so to kohanim who are Tameh Mase can bring a carbon sibor, but not those who are Tameh Sheretz. Finally, the reason why they hold the carbon sibur cannot be brought for owners who are tamei sheretz is because they hold shochatin v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. We may shecht and throw the blood of a pesach for an individual owner who is a tamei sheretz. Since the karbanos of tamei sheretz owners can be brought for them, they would not be deferred to pesach sheni, and therefore a majority of such owners do not allow for their carbon to be brought in a state of tumah. Reish Lakish objected forcefully to the Ziknei Dorm's opinion, as Gemara proceeds to present. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chabeis, and our standard Siman is a cab, a taxi cab. So here goes. The bored cab driver sitting around the company kiur, who are pouring coffee into the kiur and taking water out of it, and a rabbi who was stopping the flow of spring water to the kiur because it doesn't need Maim Chaim, were awed by the elders of the south who are walking with a Kohen Tami Mace who just came from bringing a carbon yachid. Once again, slow motion. The bored cab drivers, that must be Siman Daf Chabeis. The bored cab driver sitting around the company kiur, who are pouring coffee into the kiur and taking water out of it, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, "Kol mashim l'mei mikveh, any substance which can complete the requisite water of a mikveh, which is 40 sa'a, mashim l'mei kiur, can complete the requisite water for the kiur." Rav Papa concludes that Reish Lakish referred to nasan sa' v'natol sa', where one put a sa' of liquid other than water into a full mikveh, and then removed a saw from the mikveh. Although the mikveh now contains less than 40 saw of water, the other liquid is batel to the valid mikveh, which remains valid after some of its water is removed. This process can be used for mekir as well. So the bored cab driver sitting around the company kiur, who were pouring coffee into the kiur and taking water out of it, and a rabbi who was stopping the flow of spring water to the kiur because it doesn't need mayim chaim, which reminds us, Gemara brings a machlokas if mekir must be mayim chaim. So the bored cab driver sitting around the company kiur, who are pouring coffee into the kiur and taking water out of it, and a rabbi who was stopping the flow of spring water to the kiur because it doesn't need mayim chaim, were awed by the elders of the south who were walking with the Kohen Tami Mase who just came from bringing a carbon yachid, which reminds us, the Ziknei Dorim said that the Mishnah which invalidates a voda performed by Tameh only applies to someone Tameh from a Sheretz, but regarding a Tameh May, someone contaminated by a corpse, Mitok Shem Maratz B'tzibur, since he makes communal karbanos acceptable through his avoda, Maratz Nami B'yachid, he also makes private karbanos acceptable. Although a carbon yachid is forbidden for any Tameh to bring, even a Tameh Mase, the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol validates it, b'dievet. So once again, the bored cab driver sitting around the company kiur who are pouring coffee into the kiur and taking water out of it, and a rabbi who was stopping the flow of spring water to the kiur because it doesn't need mayim chaim, were awed by the elders of the south who are walking with the Kohen Tami Mase who just came from bringing a carbon yachid. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf Yud Ches. So the Siman Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The Kohen Hedyot rabbi officiating at the chuppah, that must move on Daf Yud Ches. The Kohen Hedyot rabbi officiating at the chuppah, who decided to honor the occasion by wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, not realizing he was invalidating it, which reminds us, the pasuk says, "Va'archu b'nei Aaron al-Kohanim es anesochim," and the sons of Aaron, the Kohanim, should arrange the pieces. The word ha-Kohanim implies bikhunan. They must be in their state of kohuna, meaning wearing the appropriate begadim, teaching that if a kohen hedyo wears the begadim of a kohen gadol, his avoda is invalidated. The Gemara explains that without this drasha, one might have thought that only chisur, deficiency of begadim, can invalidate avoda. So this drasha teaches that even yitur, wearing an excess of begadim, also invalidates avoda. So the Kohen Hedyot rabbi officiating at the chuppah, who decided to honor the occasion by wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, not realizing he was invalidating it, was distracted by the chassan's bigdei kohuna being held up by his belt, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa HaYimur Yerushalim, if a Kohen's begadim were dragging on the ground because they were too long, musulakin, or suspended above the ground because they were too short, mushuchakim, or were worn out, the avoda is still valid. Shmuel ruled that suspended begadim are possible, and Rabbi Barham explains that the Braisa's case is shesilkan al yidei avnet, where he suspended them with the belt. Since they're actually the correct length, but were merely raised by his belt, the avoda is valid. So, the Kohen Hedyot rabbi officiating at the chuppah, who decided to honor the occasion by wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, not realizing he was invalidating it, was distracted by the chassan's bigdei kohuna being held up by his belt, and by the photographer and his assistant, one wearing a three-cornered beged and one with five corners on his, which reminds us, Gemara discusses three-cornered and five-cornered garments regarding tzitzis. Daf Yud Tes, so the Siman Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The powerful wind on the yacht, that must be learned off. Yutes. The powerful wind on the yacht that blew into Captain Cohen's begadim, separating them from his flesh, which reminds us, the Gemara presents eight questions about chetzitza for bigdei kohuna. The first one being, nichnasa ruach bevigdo. What if a wind entered the Cohen's clothing, creating space between the beget and his body? Abasaro be'inan, do we require the beget to be physically on his flesh, which it's not, or do we say, derech levish bakach, this is a normal manner of wearing clothing? So the powerful wind on the yacht that blew into Captain Cohen's begadim, separating them from his flesh, and made it difficult for a Cohen on board to stand while doing Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim, which reminds us, a braisa describes the procedure of Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim. The Tanakhama says, Meniach Yadu HaYamanis al Gabi Raglo HaYamanis. He places his right hand upon his right foot and his left hand upon his left foot, Makadish, and he sanctifies them by releasing water from the kiur onto both hands and feet simultaneously. Rabbi Yehuda says he places his hands on top of each other, which he places on top of his feet, which are placed on top of each other, and is Mekadesh. So the powerful wind on the yacht that blew into Captain Cohen's begadim, separating them from his flesh, and made it difficult for a Cohen on board to stand while doing Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim, woke up a Cohen who was Mekadesh's hands at feet at night, and now needed to be Mekadesh them. Again, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas if Lina Mo'elis B'Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim. The passage of night is effective in disqualifying the sanctification of hands and feet that occurred the night before, thus requiring a new Kiddush. Daf Chaf, so the Siman Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. Well, one employee at the cafe, that must be more Daf Chaf. Well, one employee at the cafe couldn't wash his hands and feet from the kiur washing station with the waters left overnight, which reminds us, Rav Dimi reported that Ilfa asked, according to the opinion that Lina does not disqualify Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, may Kiur Maushi Yapaslu, do the Kiur's waters become disqualified overnight? Do we say that since these waters will be used for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, which is not disqualified overnight, so the Kiur's waters similarly remain valid, or perhaps since they were sanctified in the Klishares, meaning the Kiur, they become disqualified with Lina like all items sanctified in the Klishares? So while one employee at the cafe couldn't wash his hands and feet from the kiur washing station with the waters left overnight, the employee who washed while it was still night when he cleaned out the coffee grinds from the machines didn't need to wash again, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kiddush Yadav Veraglav L'Trumas Hadeshen, if one sanctified his hands and feet before daybreak for the removal of the ashes from the Mizbeach, he does not need to be Mekadosh them again after daybreak, Shekvar Kiddush Metchilas Avoda, because he already sanctified them at the beginning of that day's Avoda. So while one employee at the cafe couldn't wash his hands and feet from the kiur washing station with the waters left overnight, the employee who washed while it was still night when he cleaned out the coffee grinds from the machines didn't need to wash again. Unlike the cafe owner who returned after going home in the middle of the night, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, does Yetzia, leaving the Azor, disqualify Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? Assuming Lina does not disqualify Kiddush, is that because he didn't separate himself from doing Avoda? Avo Yetzia Deparish, but leaving whereby he separates himself from doing avoda, asuch mesach taite, he certainly removes his attention from the kiddush yadayim raglayim and requires a new kiddush. Or do we say that since he can return to the azara, he's not mesiach das from his kiddush? Daf chaf alav. So the sim daf chaf alav is a car. So here goes. The kior race car team race ka. That must more on daf chaf alav ka. The Kior race car team, whose leader wondered if he could immerse his hand straight into the Kior to save time, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Malo Kadosh Yadav Ragla B'Kior, what is the halacha? Whether a Kohen can sanctify his hands and feet by immersing them in the Kior, since the Pasuk says to wash mimenu from it, does that imply v'lo b'socho, but not inside it? Or does it even allow for immersion in the Kior? Our proof is suggestive of Mabraisa, but it's rejected. So the Kior race car team, whose leader wondered if he could immerse his hand straight into the Kior to save time, was waiting for daybreak so they could raise up their Kior-shaped car from its submersion, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan ruled that once the Kior is submerged before Shkia, it's not raised again until daybreak. Although he holds, like Rav Chisda, that it may be used at night for avoda with Evarim, he holds Gezer Shikua, a decree requiring the Kior submersion the entire night to ensure it would be submerged at daybreak, when he holds the unsubmerged Mekior would be disqualified. So, the Kior race car team, whose leader wondered if he could immerse his hand straight into the Kior to save time, was waiting for daybreak so they could raise up their Kior-shaped car from its submersion, which had enough water to sanctify all four members of the team at once, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina said, Kol kior she'ein bo kedei l'kadosh arba kohanim mimenu, a kior which does not have sufficient water to be mekadosh four kohanim's hands and feet from it, ein mekadoshim bo, the kohanim cannot sanctify themselves with it at all, because the pasuk says, v'rachasu mimenu Moshe va'aron uvanav, Moshe, Aaron, and his sons will wash their hands and feet from it, totaling four people. All right, so now it's time to cuckoo with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you discuss big de kahuna, which are too long or too short, and begadim raised with the avnate? That's on daf Yudches. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you know that the zigne darim say that a tame mace is maratze for carbon yachi? That's on daf Chabez. Good. Number 3. Which daf does Gemara bring four sources that an onan invalidates avoda? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss whether the Kior's water becomes disqualified with Lina? That's on daf Chaf. Good. Number 5. Which daf does Gemara explain why the Torah needed to write that a Tamei Tvul Yom and Mechusa Kippurim all invalidate Avoda? That's on daf Yedzayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we mechok as if make Kior must be Maim Chaim? That's on daf Chabez. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss whether Yitzia leaving the Azara disqualifies Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? That's on daf Chaf. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn how the Kohanim do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? That's on daf Yotes. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss the din of where one put a saw of liquid other than water into a full mikvah or a kiur and then removed a saw from it? That's on daf Chabez. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that an onan's avoda regarding a carbon seber is maratze? It affects acceptance. That's on daf Tezayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.